Here we go. Yeah. Get up out of bed. Get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Go. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess here, live across central Queensland on Hit CQ. This morning's show is brought to you by your local The Lucky Charm news agency. More than just a news agent. Get in there today so you can sort out Valentine's Day gift with literally a day to go.
Yeah, you're one running out of time. You better get in quick.
Yeah. Now, Jess, you just laughed at me for something that I said that I'd think that you shouldn't laugh at.
What do you mean?
So you, because I said as a joke, oh, Jess, you've lost your job, so we're going to have to get a new co-host. And you said, yeah. Oh, Tim, your girlfriend's looking for a job. Don't have to change the name of the show. Her name's
Tim
Jess
and Jess,
well.
It's economical.
Yeah, and just I said that keep... show would be shit. It would be. She's not trained. She wouldn't know what to do. So, look.
I'm going to let her know you said that.
It's like me going, it's like, why would you be insulted if that someone was looking for an astronaut and they were like, oh, well, don't pick Pantu. She's bad. You'd be like, oh.
How dare you? I would be fantastic. I've seen space movies.
Yeah. You also get very scared by the space movies. But that's okay. Jess, we can't focus on her bow to show me my girlfriend would be because we'd be here a while.
We've got so much to get through today, Tim. We're going to be opening the courtroom of Tim and Jess again.
As always.
We're going to also be talking Justin Timberlake, your last chance to get in for Justin
today's
Timberlake
last,
in
today's
LA.
Today's the last chance?
It is,
oh,
yeah.
Well.
Tomorrow a winner will be announced.
Mate, well, everyone needs to go to hit.com.au, become a hit VIP, because otherwise you're going to miss out, and we don't want that. But Jess, I want to pass on some information to you. I want to pass on some information to the people of Central Queensland. And look, it's probably going to be a bit hard to get on board with. I need everyone to get naked.
What?
Stick around.
Buddy.
It's Tim and Jess.
Oh.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Sorry, I was just meditating, Jess, because I would like to talk about yoga.
Oh, you're such a yogi, Tim.
I've never done yoga in my life.
Yeah, no. And it shows.
I would like to talk... Sorry. Captain America. I would like to talk about yoga because apparently there's heaps of benefits from doing yoga, obviously. But I can tell you, if you want to keep doing yoga and if you're into yoga right now and you're listening, you might be on your way to a yoga class.
Mm-hmm.
There's one thing you can do where you can get even more benefits and you can reap the rewards, if so to say.
Hot yoga.
No. Naked yoga.
Oh.
So this chick from Perth, she went to India, obviously where yoga was sort of done.
Mm-hmm.
And she's come back and she's been persuaded into saying, look, naked yoga is great for you. It's great for your health. It's great for your sex life. It's great for all these other things.
Are you talking about Rosie Reese?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rosie Reese. Is she a big yoga person?
She's been doing naked yoga for years, man.
All right. Well, she said, yeah, well, that's okay. Well, I believe her word even more so.
She was just in Mackay like a year ago, I'm pretty sure.
Damn, I just missed her. But no, she's saying naked yoga is just really good for you. Like, it's good to get, like, same-sex classes, I think.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to, but to be honest, I wouldn't want to be in an all-male naked yoga session.
I almost went.
No, you did not.
No, I did. I almost went. I was working for a couple of girls a few years ago, and they almost convinced me.
Sounds like you're talking about a strip club.
No, they always convinced me to go along to this naked yoga class because it was happening in Melbourne.
Sure.
I was living in Melbourne at the time.
Okay.
And they were like, it'll be great for your self-esteem. Like, everyone's so, like, warm and welcoming. And I was like,
naked.
I don't want to get naked in front of a whole bunch of people.
No.
I barely want to get naked in front of, like, just one person when we're, you know, about to have some fun. Like, I don't, like, that is very rare. That I am naked in front of people.
See, just even talking about naked, you lose your words because you get so nervous about it. But apparently it's really good for you. It's great for your sex life. It's great for all these other things.
Right.
Obviously, maybe it's something you and your partner could do if you're listening.
I think she does couples classes.
I feel like it would start as yoga, but it would end as something completely different. And I'm not paying for it.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Something's taken over Australia in the last 2 weeks, I'd say. People are going crazy for one particular thing. And I wasn't on board. I didn't really care because I don't really enjoy this product. It's Caramilk. The chocolate.
Yep.
So it's a new bar of chocolate that is out. And apparently, for some reason, people are losing their minds about it.
Well, because it's like, what, caramel
and... Caramel and white chocolate.
White chocolate.
From what I understand.
Yeah.
Haven't had it. Haven't seen it. And yesterday, I was just sitting at home. Was very content to just not doing anything. And was just scrolling through my Facebook feed. And then all of a sudden popped up... Someone said at a local IGA there was 14 blocks of this Caramilk left over.
Right.
And I was like, people are going nuts for this. What idiots? And then I was like, hang on. I'm an idiot. I don't know why, but I want this block of chocolate. So I got in my car and I went to the IGA. They didn't have it.
As in the IGN near my place?
No. Let me. It was a long day.
Oh,
all right?
Okay. Sorry. So, I didn't realize this was such a journey.
So I get there and there's four people standing in the aisle looking blankly. And I'm like, well, either they're all blind or there's none there. And there wasn't any there. And sure. So we went up and asked the staff as a team, Unite.
The group?
Yeah, there was three or four of us. And now they're like, no, sorry, we're all out. If it's not on the shelf, it's not there. And I was like, damn. So then
that's
I went to the one.
The staff have pocketed it in the back.
Exactly.
Of the
and I went to the one near you. They didn't have it. I went to a Coles and a Woolworths. They didn't have it. And then it dawned on me that nowhere that I was going had the little barcode thing with the price saying caramilk. It was just like, because right. All the different flavors had like, all right, raspberry, caramel, blah, blah, blah. Couldn't find a caramilk one. And like, obviously they've been sort of hot off the shelf. So, but surely the staff's not on it that quick that they're taking the stickers down.
Yeah.
Does it exist?
Does caramel?
Is this just like
I've seen people eating it, so yes.
No, but the only photos I've ever seen are like really generic photos where it's just like on a table or on a shelf. Like it doesn't look like I've never seen a personalized like selfie with the caramel. I don't know if it's real and this is just a marketing ploy. And I don't know if people on these Facebook groups are just going, I saw 10 blocks at this supermarket just for a bit of a laugh, and like all these people race to the supermarket.
Well, do we find out if anyone
that's
in Central Queensland has got them?
I have two questions that I would like to ask on 13, okay. 12, 16. One, is this real? Is caramilk real? And two, what do you want for one?
Oh!
What do you want for a block of caramilk?
Within reason. Half-eaten pancakes in front of me, you would like some.
Within reason,
yep.
Would you be willing to trade us a block of this caramel
chocolate?
Let's
not show our hands of what we've got.
Well, it's not much.
But we will trade.
13, 12, 16. Have you had caramilk? And I don't want people to BS. And if you do, I'm going to get you to send a photo with specific hand signals so I know that it's real. 13, 12, 16. Is caramilk real? Do you have one? And what would you be willing to give it up for? It's Tim and Jess. Give us a call. I want some bloody caramilk. And Jess, I've been betrayed. We've been betrayed, us as a company, us as a radio station, been betrayed. All I wanted was some help. Mm-hmm. Yesterday I was on the hunt for caramilk. I don't know why. I had no interest until 1:40 yesterday afternoon.
You also don't like chocolate.
I don't like chocolate.
So
I just
don't
want
know
it.
Is it because you can't have it? Is it because someone told you that it doesn't exist?
Do you want to hear my original plan?
Oh, here we go.
I wanted to get a block of chocolate and I was going to come back in here in the afternoon and get everyone in the office to try it, record them trying it, and then give you an empty block of chocolate and you the only one to not try it.
Well, that I'm was glad my, you didn't find it.
That was my
very dare you.
That was my original goal because I know how much that would have affected you personally on a spiritual level. And all I wanted on 13, 12, 16, because I feel like it could not be real. I feel like it could be a marketing ploy because it's just not there. I don't see this. There's no barcode stickers at any of the supermarkets, the four supermarkets I went to yesterday. It's mm-hmm. not there. And second of all, people are like throwing like lefts and rights. Like, oh, it's here. It's there. It's everywhere. It's nowhere because it doesn't exist. And it's confirmed because no one has called through on 13, 12, 16 to say that they've had one.
Right.
So caramilk doesn't exist.
Or maybe because you said 13, 12, 16, give us a call. And we will trade you.
Yeah, we'll trade.
Maybe no one wants to trade. Maybe it's so good that they just want to keep it for themselves.
That's a load of BS. I just think that I'm not angry. I'm really disappointed
in
Central Queensland. Like, what have I done wrong to deserve this? All I want is caramilk.
Because you didn't want the caramilk. You wanted to make me feel bad. So the universe has responded accordingly.
All right. Well, this is crap. And I'm going to mark my words. Caramilk will be in this studio one day.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
About 5 minutes ago, we were talking about caramilk. My conspiracy is that it doesn't exist because I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
And I can't find the stickers and the barcodes that make it feel like it exists.
And I think that you're wrong and that maybe you just weren't looking hard enough.
Well, we asked people to call up and give us confirmation. No one did. And then, when all was said and done, right now, someone has called. Bastards. And we have had Imogen call through on 13, 12, 16. Imogen, we're talking about caramilk. Where are you?
I am currently at work and I just popped into IGA in Emu Park and they have a whole display of caramilk.
No, they...
Imogen,
they don't. I don't believe you.
They do. I swear.
Are you still there?
I am around the corner, but I can get back there.
Can you pick us up a few blocks, Imogen?
I can do that.
I just, I don't want to be had. I've been betrayed in my life before, Imogen.
Yeah, Imogen, don't play with us.
It's funny, I was just in the car and I heard you guys talking about it and I walked into IGA and there it was, right in front of me,
Imogen.
1,000 blocks easy
no
of caramel
milk. Imogen, what yes. I want you to do, before
not,
you buy
not
it...
Not joking at all.
Yes, before you buy it, what I want you to do is I want you to do a secret hand signal in the photo. So send us a photo of you with your ring finger pushed down so it kind of looks like...
So maybe Imogen has work to do.
I don't care. If she's willing to call up, then this is what the consequence is. So, Imogen, you need to send us a hand signal with your ring... So all your fingers out except for your ring finger and your thumb. So you've got three fingers up in total.
It looks like a gang symbol.
Okay.
Yes. So send us that on our Facebook page and then I'll believe you.
Okay. Done.
All right. Well, we're going to wait to hear back from Imogen and she's going to send us a message on Facebook. Well, then what do we do? What do we do after that?
Well, I mean...
Do we have to trade her for something?
So, well, Imogen has the power, so she does. Ask Imogen what she wants.
All right, we'll get in touch. Hopefully she gets in touch with us very soon.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Tim, he's one of the funniest guys in Australia, and now he's part of the Hit Network. Good morning, Husey. Are you loving being part of the dark side?
Absolutely. I mean, the building that we're in now, like the lights work and, you know, there's people at the desk. Everyone hasn't been sacked. It's great. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure after, you know, 3 months of me being here, there'll be layoffs left, right and centre. But, you know, right now it's all good.
Now, mate, if people can't get enough fix of you here on the Hit Network in the Drive Show, they can also grab you every single Tuesday night with your brand new TV show. It's called Husey, We Have a Problem. Now, for people that aren't so familiar with it, can you explain essentially what the show's about?
The premise of the show is that we're all cooked units. We're all idiots, basically, and you know we can all relate to each other's failings. So we get people to tell us their problems, and we try to help. But basically, we just laugh at the situations and relate to similar problems in our lives. So I think sharing is caring. I seriously think it's a community service. And people are laughing at the show, which is great, and we're having a great time.
Well, it's great to see you've got some very unofficial minds like Nick Cody, Lawrence Moody to be answering and helping you with these problems that people are presenting you.
Yeah, well, Lawrence Moody, it was with him, one of the problems that ended up being that he keeps hanging around my wife when we're in social situations. And my wife's at home going, he does not. I'm saying, he does so. And she's like, she's denying it. I mean, I think people have got to face the truth so that they can get over it. So, absolutely.
Husey, look, while we've got you, Tim's got a bit of a problem of his own. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, as you know, and him and his girlfriend...
Oh, God, I'd forgotten, actually. I'd actually had forgotten.
Whoops.
Well, you're welcome. Yeah, now your wife can get something.
Thank you. All right, I've got the day. Yep.
Tim has apparently set a $5 limit for his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Now, she has no recollection of this happening.
Well, nothing screams romance like a $5 limit. I mean, nothing.
Well, last year I got her a colander and she uses it all the time. How is that a bad gift?
What did you get her, sorry?
A colander. That's not a bad gift. She uses it every day.
Yeah, I got a girlfriend a garlic crusher once from a 4 week overseas trip and came home with a garlic crusher because she wanted a garlic crusher.
Yeah. And how did it go down?
Not well. We'll probably right. Soon after.
I might bump it up to a $10 limit then, Husey, if that's what your official advice is.
No, look, it's the thought that counts, I suppose. You know, you put a lot of thought into a $5 limit to make it romantic. So, maybe that is really, really loving.
Yeah. All right. Well, we appreciate your advice. And you can check out Husey's new show, Husey, We Have a Problem, on Tuesday nights on the Win Network. Thank you very much, Dave Hughes.
Got you guys.
See you, mate.
What a legend.
Okay, I'm hung up on him, unfortunately. You can check out Husey and Kate, 4:30 on the Hit Network.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Jess, you're aware of Mary J. Blige, yeah?
Yeah, I'm aware of her.
Now, if you're not aware, this is one of the songs that she's known
for. Oh, is it R&B Fridays right now?
It's Family Affair. And Mary J. Blige, she's in America. She's probably, what, like 40 or so now?
Yeah.
But I figured out that she's your twin.
Okay.
Because Mary J. Blige, apparently, allegedly, sits at home, and when she's feeling a bit down, we'll just play a bit of her own music.
Seriously?
She'll just play a bit of her own music, bit of Family Affair, bit of something else, and she'll just be like, yes, yes, good song.
I mean,
yes.
Have you listened to her songs? Of course it's going to cheer her up.
And it got me thinking. I was like, who do I know that when they're a bit down, sits at home and listens to certain things of their own work? And I was like, my good old buddy that sits across the desk from me and watches our videos on Facebook.
I never sit at home and just watch our videos.
I'm just going to turn my head to the right a little bit. I'm just going to turn it to the left a little bit. What?
Oh, gee. Jess. I listen to our podcasts.
I would consider it a stone cold lie that you would say that you would never sit at home and watch our videos that we put on Facebook.
I watch our videos because I make our videos.
Yes, I know,
to me.
But I feel like you'll talk about them and you'll be like, you know what? That was funny. I did a funny. Ha ha. I saw this article and I was like, that's not very, that like the story in itself of Mary J. Blige listening to her own music is funny. But me comparing it to you, that's the first thing that hit my head in that story.
Do you know who else listens to their own music?
Who?
Childish Gambino.
Donald Glover does.
Yep.
Well, I've heard Kanye West will sit in his home and listen to his album like Late Registration, and he'll be like, man, this is a good song.
There is no one who loves Kanye more than Kanye, exactly. But I do not sit at home and listen to old Tim and Jess podcasts.
You have Kanye West mentality. I know you do. You don't need to lie. It's a safe place. The people listening across Central Queensland deserve honesty from you.
How dare you?
Look at me and say with your words that you've never sat at home and watched our videos.
I have never sat at home and watched our videos.
Your voice broke too much. Nobody believes you. Nobody.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit.
Tim, we had an epic day yesterday. A very important meeting in regards to our raft.
Yep, the regatta for the Gladstone Harbour Festival is coming up on Good Friday. We are putting together a team, but before we put together the team, we kind of need a raft. And that's the main thing that's been our problem. And yesterday we went out and we decided that the person that is going to be helping us, they took us and we looked at some pipes to make sure that we are afloat, Jessica.
Absolutely. And look, you and I learned a lot about pipes and plumbing yesterday.
Yep. Isabel?
Isabel
helped us, from Port City Plumbing. Yes.
Isabel and her husband Nigel are both on board the team.
Literally on board.
Anyone can enter into this raft race. All you have to do is go to gladstonefestival.com and register your boat, which I think we still need to do.
Yeah, technically we need to do that. Look, let's get a boat first. And so essentially we're looking for the materials to make a float. And without giving too much away, it's pipes.
Yeah.
We have a platform organised, not sure exactly how that's going to get done. It's by Rema. It's the most sponsored raft in history.
The next thing we need some oars.
Oars.
Oars, yep. And Isabel has requested a seat for the raft.
I'd think a seat would be good. I think we could drill an esky into the platform as a seat and somewhere to store these flower bombs.
I mean, if you want to get involved, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Yep. If you've got anything of value to donate, even if it's just yourself, if you want to jump on our boat, more than happy.
We need some paddlers and
the
some throwers.
The more the merrier.
I think it's going to be exciting. And if you want to beat us, register for your own raft and we'll beat you in the regatta. We'll win the whole thing. It's statistically possible.
GladstoneFestival.com is where you need to register, or 13, 12, 16 if you want to jump on ours.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit.
Tomorrow is the day of love. It is Valentine's Day, and a lot of couples look at Valentine's Day and go, you know what? What is a more perfect day of the year to get married than Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day is a very tricky day. And just last year on Valentine's Day, my not at the time girlfriend.
I mean, yeah, okay.
We weren't official. Like, that's the question true. Was like never there. She tried. We went out for dinner and we were at home afterwards. And she said, Tim, I think it's time that we go to the next level. And I was excited for a second. And then she was like, would you? And I was like, no, we are not doing this on Valentine's Day.
You shut her down so quickly that I thought she never was going to say yes when you eventually asked her.
It was the red wine. And she tried to ask me to be her boyfriend on Valentine's Day. And I said, I'm not having a bar of it. So I waited 4 days and then asked her.
Turns out you had the right idea, Timmy, because couples that get married on Valentine's Day are more likely to end up divorced.
Wow. I saved the team.
So it turns out people who do things like that on Valentine's Day are more impulsive than other couples.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently, if you get married tomorrow, you have a 37% more likely chance that you're going to get divorced.
That's a high percentage.
37% more likely.
If you're listening across Central Queensland right now and you've got a wedding tomorrow, first and foremost,
happy wedding day.
So sorry. let us know about your success rate. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16.
Couples that get married on Valentine's Day are also 45% less likely to make it to their third anniversary than couples who get married on any other day.
Wow. It's really not a good day.
Yeah.
Just avoid it. If you're thinking about, okay, if you're listening right now and you're thinking about asking your partner that's unofficial to be your boyfriend, your girlfriend, mm-hmm. your spouse.
Or maybe you've got a wedding planned for tomorrow. Just call it off.
Push it back a day. Just chill.
You've been waiting for a sign. Here it is.
Yeah. In capital letters and heaps of numbers behind it. Just be careful. And again, if my girlfriend's listening, I love you. Which is not tomorrow.
And Tim saved your relationship, so you're welcome.
You're welcome. I should get a $10 limit for my Valentine's Day present this year.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on HIT. You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Yes, you be the judge. We do it every single Tuesday, Jess, because we disagree at least a weekly basis.
Yeah, and sometimes we will fight on a Friday and we will wait until Tuesday to resolve the argument.
Pause the fight. Let's go back to the... So essentially...
We will find a judge on Tuesday and we will sort everything out.
Jess and I are disagreeing and we need a third person that can overpower both of us. And that, of course, is a judge. So on 13, 12, 16, if you want to be the judge, give us a call right now. And Jess... I was telling you about, my girlfriend is a photographer and a graphic designer, and she was telling me about a wedding that she's shooting in March. And she was like, yeah, it's really cool. They're doing this wedding photos before the ceremony. And I was like, oh, can you explain that? So they're going to do like a reveal. The bride and the groom are going to see each other up on this beautiful cliff.
Right.
And then they're going to take all their photos, then they're going to have the ceremony and then kick straight into the reception. And just from the ceremony until it ends, it's just going to be one giant party. And I think that is a great idea.
And I think... it's absolute garbage.
Why?
I mean, each to their own. If they want to do it like that, I just think you're playing with fire.
Why?
Because it is bad luck to see the bride before the actual wedding.
Bad luck doesn't exist. You make your own luck, babe.
If you are doing this reveal, you need to get married right there and then.
No.
That is how the rules work.
I think you don't understand how common it is for people to actually do reveals before the ceremony.
Maybe I don't. I've never been married, Tim, but this is how... this is how us wogs do it.
You can't say that word.
I am one. Ugh. And this is how we do it. You go, you do the ceremony, and then you have the photos, and it takes forever because you have too many family members.
See, this is the thing.
And then you do the reception.
No, see, I think if you get the photos done with, you have your reveal, which is a special moment just with you two, then you get your photos done, you have your ceremony, have your special moment in front of all your friends and family, and then get straight into reception so people don't have to wait 5 hours for you to come back from your photos to have dinner.
How long do you think the photos are taking?
Mate, I have been to several weddings and it takes a while. The older I get, the longer it feels. So 13, 12, 16, you be the judge. Photos before or after the ceremony.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Final call is what is the ruling,
yeah,
Tim.
So this is law. That's the best thing. It could be the worst opinion in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But you're the judge. And that's the best thing. 13, 12, 16 photos before or after the ceremony. You be the judge. We play it every single Tuesday. It's because Jess and I are disagreeing currently about photos at weddings. I think that you should be able to get your reveal photos of the couple before the ceremony, so the ceremony flows seamlessly into the reception and you can party hard from day dot.
And I think that we should keep it the way it's always been.
Oh.
And we don't tempt fate because it is bad luck to see the bride before the actual ceremony.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you over your vanilla lemonade opinion. Yes, and the blue skies with no clouds,
I mean,
as well.
Neither of us should really have an opinion on this matter. Neither of us have been married or are about to get married.
Yes, but I think it'll smooth the transition. And as always, we need a judge because we can't agree on something. And their say, it goes like a normal judge, final ruling. And we've had Karina from Gracemere call up. And she's our judge this morning. Karina, given all the information, where's your head at right now?
Well, why can't we do both?
You can't.
Karina, you can do
both.
You don't
want fence sitters.
Okay.
We're talking about the couple photos. So, like, the bride and the groom, where they traditionally would take the photos after the ceremony. Tim has a garbage idea of doing it beforehand. What do you think?
Okay, I'm going to stick to the after.
So you think do the ceremony, then go and take the photos, come back for the reception?
Yes.
But see, don't you like the idea of them having their own private moment with the photographer, with the reveal of like what they both look like for their day? They get their photos out of the way, then they go have the ceremony, kick straight into reception. How good would that be if you were a guest at that wedding?
No, because they say it's actually bad luck.
There's no such thing as bad luck, Karina.
Thank you. You're playing with fire. That's Karina. What you're doing.
Exactly.
You're saying, I don't care about our relationship. I don't care if we break up because I want to take my photos so I don't inconvenience a few people who want to have some canapes.
And basically, Tim, what you're trying to do is change, like, hundreds and thousands of years of tradition.
Yeah, that's exactly what the government just did 3 months ago, and I'm trying to be on their side.
Karina,
but Karina, you are the...
People.
You are the judge, so it is your final ruling. Picks before or after the ceremony. What's your ruling?
After, as it's always been.
All right. Well, Karina, we appreciate your judging, and thank you very much.
That's okay. Thanks, guys.
No worries, mate.
Tim, I admire the fact that you're so gracious in defeat.
Oh, yeah, I'm very gracious. And I think that brings the scoreboard to 5-2 still in my favour. So instead of you being on one, you've literally doubled your score in a week.
How dare you?
How exciting. 5-2, Tim leads. Who's the real winner? Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.